Hi, I'm Chris Derides, and I'm here with actor Josh Radnor, who is best known for playing the character Ted Mosby on the CBS show How I Met Your Mother. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Chris.
Good to have you with us. You know, today we're going to be playing excerpts of songs that you've selected that have inspired you over the years, and it's all part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. What would be the first thing on your list?
Joni Mitchell's All I Want, first track on Blue. It was just one of those records that I suddenly couldn't stop listening to, and it was all I wanted to listen to. My senior year of college, I actually carried Blue around with me in my bag and insisted that it be played on whatever stereo I was near. There was a kind of urgency to the way she was singing. Like, it didn't even seem like it scanned out a lot of it. She would just work the lyrics in no matter what. This like stream of wants and desires.
I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, 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 looking for something. What can it be? Oh, I hate you some, I hate you some, I love you some.
She kind of embraces this ambiguity in that record. Like, she says, I hate you some, I love you some. Stuff like that was kind of making sense to me, like this notion that you could feel something and its opposite all at the same time. And she was somehow giving voice to that. It was also like, there's a lot of this album that I didn't understand at the time, but it was so provocative. Like, you know, she says she wants to shampoo someone. I'm like, whoa, what? Really? What is that about? Why does she want to shampoo someone? I don't generally like rank things, but I would say this is one of my favorite songs of all time, and a huge song in my life.
All I really, really want our love to do is to bring out the best in me and in you. I want to talk to you, I want to shampoo you, I want to renew you again and again. Applause, applause, life is our cause when I think of your kisses, my Do you see how you hurt me, baby?
That's Joni Mitchell's All I Want from the Blue album. It's part of Josh Radnor's Guest DJ project here on KCRW. I'm Chris Derides with Josh Radnor. The next one on the list is actually an artist who has inspired Joni Mitchell greatly. Huh?
I think he's inspired every artist.
Yeah, right?
My heart is telling me I love you still.
This is a track from Biograph called Abandoned Love, kind of a lesser known Dylan song. This is another college tune. My friend Kip played this for me my sophomore year. You know, you have those friends, like he turned me on to Leonard Cohen and Elvis Costello and Tom Waits. You know, he was just like this gateway music friend. It's this great tuneful Dylan song that I think is underplayed everywhere.
I can see the turning of the key. I've been deceived by the clown inside of me. I thought that he was righteous, but he's a vain. Well, something's telling me I'll wear the ball and chain.
I think it's in the liner notes that Dylan, the band that was playing with him in the studio, didn't know the tune, and he just started playing it, and the band came in underneath him, just kind of learned it, you know. And I always think that's amazing, just to be able to speak that language, which I don't know how to, but I'm in awe of it. There's also this lyric in this song that really haunts me. He says, everybody's wearing a disguise to hide what they got left behind their eyes, which is not the most optimistic sentiment, but it's also, you know, juxtaposed against the peppiness of the music.
Everybody's wearing a disguise to hide what they got left behind their eyes. But me, I can't cover what I am. Wherever the children go, I'll follow them.
That's Bob Dylan, a song called Abandoned Love from the Biograph album. I'm Chris Derides. It's all part of Josh Radnor's Guest DJ project here on KCRW.com. So, Josh, what's next?
Joe Pernice is a great American singer-songwriter. He has a few different kind of incarnations. Sometimes he records solo. Pernice Brothers has been something he's done a bunch of albums with. But this is a track called Overcome by Happiness. You know, sometimes I listen to music and I'm just responding viscerally to it, and then a lyric will catch you and you'll be like, oh, it's about something totally different than I thought it was about. But it always puts me in a good mood. I mean, I think I'm drawn to happiness, how to find more of it. And music makes me happy.
You don't feel so overcome by happiness, you're broken.
doing an Eric Bogosian play in Baltimore in 1999. My friend David Warren was directing it, and he's a big musical guru to me. He turned me on to a lot of stuff. So there was this great record store in Baltimore, and he took me and he said, "All right, I'm going to get you 4 records. It'll change your life." It was Pernice Brothers, Overcome by Happiness, Bell and Sebastian, If You're Feeling Sinister, which is still one of my favorites, Beth Orton, Trailer Park, and Richard Buckner, Devotion and Doubt. Those 4 like kind of started me on this new musical journey. It was like right around 2000, the millennium turning, and it just kind of feels like that time to me. Even if you have the sound in the color of your eyes, I would never be so blind, and you don't feel the weight rushing out of your life. It's called Overcome by Happiness from the Pernice Brothers. Josh Radner is our guest here on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. I'm Chris Derides. And I was happy to see Nick Drake on the list. Yeah. This particular track, for some reason, I associate it with fresh out of grad school, deep, deep, dark unemployment as an actor. There's something about this song that really haunted me because I was living in New York and I was actually sharing a studio apartment with a grad school friend. We were paying $400 a month. I mean, we were literally just sharing this room. And I played nothing but Nick Drake for a few months, which probably didn't help my mood, my general overall mood. A city road, you're down and out. I see your trousers don't taper. I saddle up, I kick your feet. I ride the range of a London street. I travel to a local plane. Turn around and come back again. There's something about it that sounds like the city to me. It sounds like New York to me in that the first few verses are dissonant. It's a little breathless and a little almost scary. And then the chorus is just this lilting, lyrical melody. And to me, that's kind of the juxtaposition of living in New York, which is, as I always said, like my worst days in New York were like the worst days of my life, and my best days in New York were the best days of my life. And I remember this one particular morning at the height of my Nick Drake obsession, there was definitely a rodent of some sort in the apartment, which I never saw, but I saw evidence of it. And I don't have a cockroach problem or a snake problem or a spider problem, but I have a real rodent problem. And I remember it was rooting around at around 5 in the morning or something, and it just woke me up. And I flew out of the apartment. I just had to leave, throw on some clothes, and I watched the city wake up. And this song just kept ringing in my ears. I remember I got a cup of coffee, and the guy said, first cup of the day is always free, you know, so I got this free cup of coffee, and I just, and you look around at a city at like, you know, 6 in the morning, you know, or something about like the loneliness and desolation of a Nick Drake tune, fleeing a rodent in your apartment and watching the city wake up, that this song really brings me back to that time. And at the beat of a city drum, see how your friends come in 2s or 3s or more. For the sound of a busy place is fine for a pretty face. Who knows what a face is for?
It's Nick Drake at the chime of the city clock. It's KCRW's Guest DJ Project. I'm Chris Derides. Our guest is Josh Radner. There's an artist on the list here that I'm not familiar with at all. You're turning me on to something here. What is it?
Well, I can pay you back for all the stuff you've turned me on to. This is a band called Cloud Cult. They're a Minnesota band. The reason you might not have heard of them is they've refused to sign with major labels, apparently. They have their own label that's all green and sustainable. The lead singer is a guy named Craig Minowa, and he and his wife lost a child, a baby, when the kid was about 1 or 2, and most of their records have been a response to this grief. But it's never like maudlin. They have this incredible, lyrical, transcendent quality to their music that's really optimistic and really fantastic. I was out paying close attention, or was it lost inside my thoughts these days? It's hard to tell what's outside from what's in my mind. And oh God, it's beautiful, insatiable. I wrote this really weird thing in this piece I was writing kind of about music. I said, when I listen to the Arcade Fire, I feel like the world is ending. And Cloud Cult makes me feel like the world's already ended, and like, now where do we go? Everything's in shards and pieces on the ground, and they're building something new. It's really like this transformative experience listening to them. Their albums are a little bit like operas. It's not like every track is like a single. You know, some of it's just weird and experimental. And when people are looking for a new, interesting band that not a lot of people know, I always say Cloud Cult. I just think they're really special. We were
The band is called Cloud Cult. The track is Chemicals Collide. It's part of Josh Radner's guest DJ project here on KCRW. And Chris DeRitas with Josh Radner, who is still a part of the CBS sitcom.
As far as I know. I think the table read this morning went okay. I think they're going to keep me around.
How I Met Your Mother is the name of the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
KCRW's guest DJ project, I'm Chris DeRitas. For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject.